Welcome to Time with Alpha Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is February 12th, Monday, 2019, day 43. Today's topic: open your door, welcome the King, life radiant, walk in the light. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that make you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 24, verses 7 to 10, Exodus chapter 34, verse 1 to chapter 35, verse 9, Matthew chapter 27, verse 15 to 31, Proverbs 9, verses 1 to 6. Now, pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus today is, open your door, welcome the King, life radiant, walk in the light. Today's four passages give me lots of inspiration, insight. Number one. Psalm 24, verses 7 to 10. An invitation for us to open the door of our hearts to welcome the King of glory. To allow the Lord, who is strong and mighty, to control every bit of our lives. Just as the topic I received yesterday, God with us distinguish us from other people. The only way for you to be distinguished from other people is God's presence in you. No other way. Now let's listen to today's psalm. Lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Well, it's not just talking about the door of Jerusalem. It's also talking about the door of our heart. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is He? The King of glory, the Lord Almighty, El Shaddai. Yeah. He is the King of glory. Praise the Lord. Number two. Yeah. Exodus chapter 34, verses 1 to 5. 28 to 30, and then chapter 35, verse 1. When you ask, what do you mean by open the door of my heart? I received Jesus as my Savior and Lord long time ago, baptized long time ago, and has been serving in the church long time ago. So does it mean I'm okay? Now you can take a look at Moses' example in today's Exodus. And you know that is a classic example of opening the door of the heart to allow God to be the king to speak and to command. A. What? Well, God commanded Moses to chisel out 2 stone tablets again. B. When? Tomorrow morning. C. Where? Mount Sinai. D. Who? Only Moses. E. What's the difference after mission completed? Accomplished. Moses' face was radiant. F. The Israelite humbled and obeyed Moses. That is what after. Yeah. Well, now, those verses. 34 verses 1 to 5. Yeah, you can find the what, when, where, who, and what, and yeah, and then what's the difference, and then what after in those passages. 34 verses 1 to 5. The Lord said to Moses, chisel out 2 stone tablets like the first ones, and I will write on them the words that were on the first tablets, which you broke. Be ready in the morning, that's the when, and then come up on Mount Sinai, that's where. Present yourself to me there on top of the mountain. No one is to come with you or be seen anywhere on the mountain, that's who. Not even the flocks and herds may graze in front of the mountain. So Moses chiseled out 2 stone tablets like the first one and went up Mount Sinai early in the morning as the Lord had commanded him. And he carried the 2 stone tablets in his hands. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed his name, the Lord. 34 verses 28 to 30. Moses was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights without eating bread or drinking water, and he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the 10 Commandments. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the 2 tablets of the covenant law in his hands, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant, and they were afraid to come near him. Chapter 35, verse 1. Moses assembled the whole Israelite community and said to them, these are the things the Lord has commanded you to do. And then they just did it. That's what after. Okay, number 3. Matthew chapter 27, verse 29. In Exodus, when those Israelites saw those signs and wonders, they humbled themselves and obeyed Moses. But in Jesus' situation, the Israelites did not understand the meaning of the cross, and they did not think they had seen any signs and wonders from Jesus. Their response is not to believe, close the door of their hearts, and to reject Jesus as king. Even killed him. How about you? Follow him, obey him, or disregard him, reject him? Number 4, Proverbs 9, verses 1 to 6. As we know, wisdom in Proverbs represents the Holy Spirit. So today's passage tells us that the Holy Spirit has prepared for everything for us. You open the door of your heart to welcome Jesus in your home. Then he will lead you in his home and you will live, walk in the way of insight. Yes, just as Moses, our faces will shine and radiant, not like many people always with dark faces. The Holy Spirit will lead you to walk with the Lord. Jesus is the light of the world, so you will be walking in the light, receive life and insight. Now Proverbs 9 verses 1 to 6. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up its seven pillars. She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her servants, and she calls from the highest point of the city, "Let all who are simple come to my house." To those who have no sense, she says, "Come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple way and you will live. Walk in the way of insight." Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, lead us to walk with the Lord each day. Jesus is the light of the world. Help us to open the doors of our hearts so that we can walk in the light every day to receive life and insight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how willing are you to allow the Holy Spirit to help you to open the door of your heart so that you can walk in the light every day to receive life and insight? Number two, what is your next step for this to happen? Number three, what have you heard from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.